Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Mayor Ron Rohde. First of all, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
So we should start by addressing an announcement that has been made. You are stepping down from the role and leaving town.
Yes, I've submitted my resignation as mayor effective November 30th. On that date, I will have completed 21 years of service with the municipality, 14 as a councillor and 7 as mayor.
It's unfortunate to see you go. We've spoken many times over the years, including here on Town Talk, and one thing we wanted to do before you left is look back, especially at this past year, as we usually do at the end of the year, so I guess a month early in this case. Let's look at some of those highlights of 2021, some of the big things that happened that were completed.
Well, certainly it was a very busy year and a very challenging year with COVID-19, but I'm very pleased with the work that got done in the municipality. This past summer, we completed the waterfront project. We got a very beautiful waterfront, and it's certainly well used. People are taking advantage of the boardwalk and beautiful scenery along Wawa Lake, so we're very pleased with that project. The connecting link from Chris Simon Drive out towards the Hawk Road is finished, and that is looking great. Also, if you've been down to High Falls, work there with our partners Evolution, who contributed $50,000 to that project. That work is near being finished. And one of the big highlights of this past summer was the opening of the seniors building at 37 Algoma. And we have 10 units there that are occupied by local residents. And we're really happy to see that building finished. And it is very, very well received in our community.
Certainly a lot of things and some of these multi-year projects, even that last one there, the new home, is something that you've been working on for several years at this point.
I've been battling for that on the ATSAB board for several years, and I was very pleased that the board agreed that Wawa would get one. Right now, the board has got a little freeze on putting up new buildings. So very happy that we were able to get 37 Algoma built before that happened.
The municipality still got a lot of other projects on the go, some recently started, some, again, multi-year projects that are in the process. What are some of the ones you'd like to highlight?
Well, there are quite a few projects that we'll be passing on to the new mayor and council, and they're certainly very able to carry these out. People will have noticed the school safety zone project around a call St. Joseph and Michigan High School and St. Augustine School. That project will be completed next summer. In-house here, we've been working on our asset management plan. We completed a service delivery review this summer. The company who did that review for us met with staff and members of the public to come up with that review. Out of that is a new strategic plan. We just reviewed that this past Tuesday, and I believe in December the council will be accepting that strategic plan. One of the big items out of the service delivery review is a recommendation to move economic development in-house and combine it with tourism, and council is going to follow that direction. That certainly will be a very good experience for council. We've done a lot of economic development work. In the past, both groups were doing it, and now the focus will be in-house with council. The other thing I like to focus on is work has been done to survey the new section of the cemetery. So if you go to the cemetery as you go in, the clear section on the left has been surveyed. And in the next year or two, you'll see some development starting there. And part of that will be a columbarium that will be built on that site for those people who wish to have ashes placed in a columbarium. So we're looking forward to getting that project started. We have in our community a very active cemetery committee that does a lot of great work for the community, and they've certainly been the lead on that project. And one of their projects, again, around Christmas time, is to sell ice candles. So anyone out there that likes to have an ice candle placed on a loved one's grave, please see a member of the cemetery committee, and they'll be glad to get your donation for that.
And that is where we will halt the conversation for this week. We will have the second and final part of our conversation with outgoing Mayor Ron Rohde next Thursday during Town Talk, which is, of course, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings. You're on today's hits and yesterday's favorites, Jam FM.